Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 15th chapter. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Brian Davies from Lord of Glory Lutheran Church in Grays Lake, Illinois.
Since growing up in New York, life and the Lord's leading has led me to be a resident of a number of different geographic areas. I've lived in Chicago, St. Louis, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Michigan, and now back in Chicago. And having been a part of life in these cities, hanging with residents, reading the papers, and listening to the radio, I've learned something about myself. When it comes to following sports teams, I'm a fair-weather fan. Actually, more accurately, even if the teams aren't even doing well, I still like to follow them, read about them, and yes, even cheer them along. I guess you'd call me a sports fan chameleon. I change my colors and literally change my jerseys to fit in. It's the power of the crowd. Today's reading from Mark chapter 15 shows the power of the crowd mentality was at work in Bible times too. Looking at this text, it strikes me how the crowd is influencing behavior and decisions all over the place. First of all, we've got the crowd of the religious leadership, the chief priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin together as a crowd making a decision to hand Jesus over to Pilate. Then we've got Pilate, influenced by the crowd to come down hard on Jesus and even releasing convicted murderer Barabbas to them rather than releasing Jesus, all because of the crowd's demands. And then we've got the crowd themselves shouting together, "Crucify him, crucify him." In fact, Mark's gospel records that all of this is done to Jesus by the leaders in charge as an effort to satisfy the crowd. The power of the crowd. Beware of the power of the crowd. And unfortunately, it's not just a first century problem. Crowds influence us as well. Sometimes you and I just want to fit in, not stick out. And that means we sometimes just go along with the crowd. And in doing so, turning our backs on God. We allow ourselves moments of following what the world finds acceptable, whether it be perspectives, attitudes, decisions, or behavior. The crowd sometimes has its way with us. And like a powerful current, we find ourselves drifting away from God. Yet despite the reality that we sometimes follow the crowd and abandon our Heavenly Father, He still has grace for us personally through Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." It's personal. Forgiveness through the shed blood of Jesus is always, always personal. It's always for you. Your baptism is your baptism and yours alone. You receiving the Lord's Supper, although done in community, is intensely personal. God bringing you forgiveness that you yourself taste. Led by the false attractiveness of what the world was experiencing and what he was supposedly missing out on, the prodigal son follows the crowd away from the love of the Father. Yet when completely broken, he finds himself embraced by the Father, just the two of them. What a great portrait of grace, individually served this day for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Davies from Lord of Glory Lutheran Church in Grayslake, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.